everybody, this is Hector Miraya with the Faith and Fandom Podcast coming to you live from the floor of Heroes Con 2019. Joined with me today, I got Richard Cutright.
Hey, what's up? Hey, you guys!
So, for the people that don't know who you are, tell the people who you are.
Well, I'm just sexually chocolate. Yo, what's up? I'm Cutright, music director of Justice League, a Christian nerdcore rap group based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, aka the One True Voltron Crew. Also, one half of Realize Anything's Possible, the motivational rap concert, the sweeping the nation, hitting schools and breaking barriers and all that. You good?
So, I've seen like pics and stuff from Realize Anything's Possible. What makes it a motivational rap concert?
I mean, well, first of all, like we're motivational people. I mean, we ain't coming in today. You guys suck. I think like we come into the schools with the mindset of helping to build on the foundation that the kids already hear every day. You know, it's just like with your wife. Your wife say, hey, you know, I think you need a new haircut. You're like, whatever. When you hear it from somebody else that you may think is cool, it helps, you know, to change that perspective. Plus, man, so many kids are dealing with so much these days as far as depression, you know what I'm saying, identity crisis and such. And we just go in there and really just hammer down the fact of the matter that each and every one of us are made uniquely. Each one of us are special, you know what I'm saying, that God cares about us. And we can't say, you know, preach in school, but, you know, that God cares about us and that each of us have an important part to play in this puzzle called life. Each piece is as important as the next. So, yeah, we get it in. Plus, it's like a full-blown concert. So, yeah, you can't beat that.
So, how did you get that going? Like, because, like, you were grinding at hip-hop for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
How did you go from what you were doing to making Realize Anything's Possible happen?
I mean, well, a few years ago, about three summers ago, me and my homeboy, Ike, we were supposed to go on this 40-city tour, and that actually fell through. So, you know what I'm saying, I left my job, I left his job, you know, we ended up getting new jobs. But during that process, you know, we just start researching how to continue to do concerts full time. And there's a booking agency that heard about us, reached out to us and said, hey, I love what you guys are doing in the community as far as the Justice League. I love your message. I love your music. How would you guys like the opportunity to take what you're doing, go into schools and bring that same impact? So, you know, we went from having a 40-city tour over the summer to doing in the past two school years, almost 600 schools across 45 different states with over 250,000 students and staff impacted by a message.
And from what I saw following you, there's a lot of snow involved.
And when we go up, yes, on the East Coast, or when we in Denver, like, man, we did a show in Denver, and it was like 70 degrees at 4 in the afternoon. Then by 7, it was 32 and snowing. And that don't make no sense to me at all. I'm like, bro, y'all bipolar up here. The weather has issues, and I'm not really ready for it.
So, Tell me what you're working on now. Like, what's about to drop? Tell me, because, like, you'll see in the picture of with the podcast, but Cutright's here in his full Shazam apparel.
My regalia.
The cape alone has... I mean, the cape's dope. It's got... Not only does it got a Shazam feel, but I know it's Shazam's cape, but it also feels like Breath of the Wild, some Legend of Zelda vibe, too.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I'd rock that in the game, so...
I'm all layered, bro.
So, tell me what's up. Tell me why you being all Shazamical today.
I mean, but first of all, I'm just magical like that. You know, I'm electrifying my personality, you know what I mean? But nah, I'm actually working on a project called Marvelous. About to drop soon. My first two singles, Forward and Who I Am, and out. You can check it on Spotify. But it's a album based off Captain Marvel. Like, he's one of my favorite superheroes.
Now, hold up. Which Captain Marvel?
The real Captain Marvel. I ain't talking Carol. Carol, step to the left. To the left, to the left. Carol, go over there. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the real Captain Marvel, Billy Batson from Fawcett City. That's how we do it, son. Back in Wiz Comics. That's what I'm talking about, son. I go back on them like that. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, Captain Marvel has always been one of my favorite heroes, simply because of, you know what I'm saying, the metaphor for it. It's just a regular guy who speaks the word, and when he speaks, he's empowered, you know what I'm saying? And that's just like with me as a rapper. As a regular person, I'm just, you know, I feel like I'm in the norm. But when I get on that stage, it's another story.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's it, you know? Just gotta and to be alive, man, you know? Especially with Captain Marvel. The other thing that was dope, man, was that he was able to take that same power and pass it to others and empower others, you know, so that they could do the same thing.
Dude, I didn't even know that was a functional reality. I knew he had passed it on to, like, Mary and Freddie, but, like, the whole thing they've been doing in comics as well as the movie of, like, empowering the whole family.
Yeah, bro.
That's a big deal to me.
And so. that's the ability that we have. Yeah, I mean, if only we use the power that we have, you know, to speak. I mean, to speak that word and to change lives forever, yeah. You know? Especially in the movie. You and me know, bro, we didn't talk about how deep that movie is. If you ain't looking, all you see, you know what I'm saying, is cheesy. Like, I heard mad complaints, and it was like, Shazam was just, dude was too corny and cheesy, bro. You ain't see the childlike faith that man had, you know what I'm saying? You was looking too, so with your eyes, you need to look with your spiritual eyes, with your x-ray vision on.
Well, that's, meow, meow, meow. I was hearing people complain that he wasn't mature enough as a hero, or, you know, he wasn't. I was like, he's 14.
Bro.
I was like, if you had given me superpowers
at 14,
God only knows the devastation I would have caused.
Well, let me have no x-ray vision. I would have repent every other 5 seconds. I'm beyond.
I mean, it's bad enough with the internet. So, but I mean,
bad enough at the hero sky.
But so it's, I was impressed with it, but my only sad part about Shazam is that it would just came in a bad time box office wise.
Yeah.
You can't come that hot on the heels of Endgame or in between Captain Marvel and Endgame and not get stomped.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair though, it was more profitable than Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
It made, I want to say worldwide, it made $300 million. That's good. It was number one in the box office. That's a solid registry that you did your job.
Oh yeah.
It only cost $100 million to make. So they made their profit or their money back and $200 million.
Bank.
So at the end of the day, forward motion. Yeah. The Rock already came out and said he's doing
Black Adam,
and that he's starting production on that next year. So tell us about the album. Tell us about what to expect. Why? Where we can get it. Why does it matter? Because that's another thing for you too. Like, it's been a minute. Like, you've been talking about this album for a minute.
Yeah, I got a million albums I've been working on, you know, as a music director for the Justice League. A lot of my time and attention has been, you know, making sure that the team is good, making sure, you know, that the direction of the squad is dope.
So how many people are involved in Justice League?
50 million. Nah, it's about 11 of us. You know, all different backgrounds, denominations, styles, music, different forms of hip hop. You know, and we all.
Is there an application?
There is an application. You also have to pass a comic book test, but you probably get A+ on that. So
okay,
that's cool.
So if you are a nerdcore rapper at heart, you can hit up Cut Right about, you know, applications for the Justice League.
That's right. You have to be able to beat me in a tournament of Dragon Ball FighterZ, which is not going to happen. No L's over here.
You haven't met my team of
No L's.
You have not met my team of Krillin, Android 18, and 21, because I'll curb stomp.
No L's, no L's. I will catch no L's.
All right, but go ahead. Tell us about the album.
But yeah, so the album, man, Marvelous, coming out soon.
When is soon?
I'm aiming for July 12th.
Okay.
You know, kind of in bar, the movie dropping the 16th, the DVD. So hopefully be able, you know, to help bring some more traction to them and do a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, so, but the album, like I said, is basically based off of Shazam, loosely. And it's just channeling the story of my CHH career, you know, my time here, from being empowered to do this. To now, you know, the highs and the lows, you know, from even my Black Adam phase to where I have fallen from grace, so, you know, so to say. So it's real, really, really dope project. It's gonna be fire. The bars is there, the tracks is crazy. You know, it's something that to be on the lookout for.
All right, so this album's dropping. You said you're looking at July 12th and around with the DVD and stuff.
Oh yeah.
What's the biggest reasons we should get it, and the best place to get it?
Alright, so the reason why you should get it is because I said so. And And you know what I'm saying? You can probably find it on Spotify, iTunes, everywhere music is sold, your mama house, your church.
Do you do Amazon place. With it?
I do Amazon too. Okay. You want to hit up, you know, Themyscira, you know, the Amazons, they'll have it on their playlist. Wonder Woman is my DJ. Sometimes, you know, it's Wonder Woman. So, you know, that'll be fire right there. You know, the Unbreakable Lasso. Because them bars is unbreakable, so you know, they made out. I spit them and she weaves them into lassos, so that's how I go. I'm the truth, so she uses me as a lasso sometimes. That's how it happens. You know?
All right, so that's where to get it, why to get it. And if you haven't listened, what are some older pieces of yours and to check out, and where should they get them?
Oh, so check it out. So you can listen to. Right now, my single Forward is on Spotify, Amazon, iTunes. Who I Am, Super Banger. We Fly, that's my nerdcore anthem. Actually, a Heroes Con anthem, but they don't give me no respect for it. No love. I still love y'all, though, Heroes Con. We Fly, and that's your favorite joint,
too. That is my favorite joint of yours, We Fly. And he said Who I Am. If you've seen the little 60-second trailer, for Faith and Fame to Book 6, that's Who I Am. That's Cut Right rapping there.
Hey, I know.
That really is a banger. But, I mean, that's my favorite little part in the trailer, too, because, like, when you say Shazam and it's actually got him off the building right then. I mean, and also, if you ever picked up the Faith and Fandom soundtrack from Book 3, you got, like, two spots on there. That's 3 books ago and some change, but
Work out a deal. Every time you drop a book, I drop a single with it. We can work it out.
We can get it. We're gonna go on this tour where we're gonna do the Marvelous album Faith of Fame and Book 6 tour. It's coming to a city near you.
Bow. We got it in.
That's it. We'll play. We'll do some rap. We'll do some book readings. We'll play some Dragon Ball Fighters.
So everybody can catch L's. Know how I catch these L's? You're gonna catch it like the swine flu.
So. But I'll make sure that when he drops this, obviously I'm going to promote it. So be on the lookout for that. And thanks for hanging out with us today, man.
Thank you so much. Also, there's a secret character on a song called Final Form. If you listen, the secret hidden character. Up, up, down, down. Left, right. Okay. It's going to be fire.
Thanks, y'all.
Peace.